Hello everyone and welcome to this podcast. If you have been learning a few things from this podcast, make sure you hit the like button as well as follow, which keeps us motivated to bring to you the latest from the Indian stock markets, from the cryptocurrency world, as well as international business. Well, in today's episode, we'll be talking about the action of Nifty 50, followed by that of Bank Nifty. And we have a stock pick for today, which is looking really, really interesting. That is HCL Technologies. We have already discussed HCL Technologies previously on this episode, on this podcast. But there is a change in the crucial levels, and we'll be having a closer insight into how the chart looks right now and what will be the exact entry point in the case of HCL Technologies as well. Well, to start with, let's have a brief look at what Nifty had to offer today. The opening today was above 15,000, which was 15,042. And the closing was below 15,000, that is 14,920. That is where the closing lies today in the case of Nifty 50. So that is the hallmark of today's move of Nifty 50. That is, it started above 15,000 and it ended below 15,000. And that is the most prominent feature which tells us that the resistance, which earlier we expected to be at around 15,000 or 15,100, was broken, and it was respected. Well, earlier it was broken, definitely, because we expected it to be at 15,100, but then that study of ours was not so much true, but was a bit true, because we see Nifty going down below 15,000 eventually, but to some extent it was a breakout of that expected level of 15,100, wherein the high day before yesterday was made above 15,100. And today we see it below 15,000, and that little surprise which we had has been negated today to some extent, but we are not very sure how long this negative move of Nifty will continue. Though the prominent resistance which lies, the prominent support which lies in the case of Nifty 50 is at around 14,750. That is where, or you can also round it off to 14,700. I think that is where we can see a bounce from. And if that is broken, the next level, as we have been maintaining throughout the previous 2 or 3 weeks of this podcast, that 14,200 or 14,100 is where the ultimate support will lie. That was our previous level. That were our previous levels, where we said that 14,100 to 15,100 is the actual window wherein Nifty will be hovering around. But Nifty had some other plans, and I think we also need to modify our support. So I think 14,700 is where the support number one will lie. If that is broken, then Nifty will come down and it will find a very, very crucial support at 14,100. I think Nifty should stop there, and if it goes below that, well, then it is a big, big surprise. And nobody wants to put our money on that particular move of Nifty. Well, so Nifty 14,100, the ultimate support. 14,700, I think, where it will find some support, and after which it can bounce in the coming week. So tomorrow, the last day of the trading week, and then Monday onwards, I think we'll see some smaller moves in the bearish direction, after which we can expect the Nifty to be range bound, which is the ultimate bias now in the case of Nifty 50. All right, let's move ahead and talk about Bank Nifty. Well, Bank Nifty is trying to hold fort at around 33,600. That is where it is trying to hold fort, where, because I think Bank Nifty is trying to go towards again 35,200. That is where it is aiming. That is, or if not 35,200, it is aiming towards 35,000 to be precise. But then there is a very, very strong resistance that it has been facing at 34,130. That is where the previous swing high lies. So in the case of Bank Nifty, I think a few more moves in the bearish direction is what is under the cards. That is what my first impression tells me, that above 34,000 would be a bit difficult in the coming week. and that is where a strong resistance will lie. And if it comes down, if it inches down in the downward direction, then I think 30,500 is where it can find a support. That is the ultimate support that it can respect. So Nifty, on the same terms of Bank Nifty, I think on the same terms of Nifty 50, I think Bank Nifty also will find a move in the range bound motion, that is a sideways motion. So with that, we'll move ahead to the stock pick for today, that is HCL Technologies. Well, now in HCL Technologies, we covered HCL Technologies a few days ago. If not on this podcast, we covered it on the YouTube channel, which is in Hindi, and there we said that it will find a support. It can find a support at EMA 20 and EMA 55, the region between that. But in the video or in the podcast episode, we clearly said that once the price shows some kind of a respect towards any support level, it has to move sideways for some time, and then that move has to be followed by a bullish move. All right, but in this case of HCL Technologies, we have seen no bullish moves after we posted that video or that podcast episode. It has been, it kept on going down continuously. So it was more than 2 weeks ago when we had a go at HCL Technologies and had discussion about it, and since then it kept on going down until it found a very, very strong support at around 897. So we can round it off to 900. So 900 is where it found its support, and 900, trust me, is a very, very, very eminent level in the case of HCL Technology. So what is the history of this level of 900? 900 was the earlier resistance in the months of October, November 2020. After which, in the month of February, it was a support. Again, in the month of March, it was a support. And now, again, in the month of May, it acted as a support on two occasions. So this is the history behind 900, the level of 900 in the case of HCL Technologies. And after that move 2 weeks ago, when it was around 992 and it kept on falling down and it came to 900, between this rapid bearish move, there was no sign of bullish activity. So friends, when there is no sign of a bullish activity, when you don't see any bullish candlestick formation, when you don't see that momentum, when you don't see that volume coming in, you should not enter into any stock. All right, why we have chosen it again over here, and why I can say that you can enter it right now in the coming session, that is because after making a double bottom at 900, it has moved up, it has inched up. After a very small sideways move, it has moved up to 925, and it has been there at 925 for the last 3 or 4 trading sessions. So a jump to 925 from 900 tells us that there is a strong respect to the support of 900, and this support has already been established. Hence, you can enter at the current price, that is 925, or whenever the market opens tomorrow, you can enter there. Make sure that the move is bullish, and everything seems okay. Just don't go ahead and buy it if you see 890 or 880 on the price charts and you feel that it's a very good chance to enter HCL. No, it should be a good move above 925 or somewhere around 920. That will be a good point to enter the stock of HCL Technologies. Don't be surprised if it comes down to 900 once again. That is also a possibility which is in favor of our trading decision again, because a retest of 900 will give more emphasis to that support level of 900, and then you can be rest assured that it is not going to break 900. So you can enter right now as well, or it is bound to come to 900 as well if it decides to test that support of 900 once again, which is a healthy kind of a small pullback, you can say. So anything above 900 is a good territory to be in the case of HCL technology. So you can enter right now. If you're entering right now, what is your target? Your target is 1050 is your target. I think it I think the stock should easily make that level. When I say easily, I mean nothing is easy, obviously, but I think the earliest swing high is the region where we can put our money on, right? So 1050 looks a good and a higher probability target over here in the case of HCL Technologies. So yes, this is all about this stock of HCL Tech. Nifty and Bank Nifty, as we discussed, are more prone to move sideways after maybe a couple of sessions of bearish activity. And well, if it breaks 15,100 once again, then again I would say that it would be a big surprise for me, as it was when it broke 15,100 two days ago. So with this, we come to the end of this episode, friends, and make sure you share, like and follow, subscribe, comment, and all sorts of things, whichever way you feel comfortable with, and support this podcast. And also we have a YouTube channel which is doing really well. Please make sure you have a visit, and if you like the content presented over there, also like, share, subscribe that channel as well. Thank you for giving your valuable time and listening to the podcast till the very end, and I'll be back again. Thank you.